quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
It's Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country. How are you, Steve?
I'm great. Good to be here, Ben.
Now, of course, Stephen James, with a Y for when you're searching it on YouTube is very important. The more of your music I listen to, the more you intrigue me, and the more I want to go and see you live. I think that you are very much in the vein of, I don't know, almost a country folk Bob Dylan. You're a bit of a philosopher, and those sort of people tend to be fascinating to me. Really, really interesting. So I'm so pleased that I found you, and you're one of those massive finds for me that I just go, this is amazing.
Oh, thanks, Ben. That's fantastic. The live thing is always, it's for me, that's the part that always resonated most. You know, that's to me where it all happens, when you connect with the people, and that's where the magic happens. So, yeah, please come and see the band. And the band is spectacular. I do have, you know, some beautiful players up here. You know, Brendan Radford's been working with me for the last couple of years. He's on probably four of those tracks on the album. Another young guy, Jason McGregor, spectacular guitarist. You'll come across him. Another one, Ben Edgar, who's just, you know, he's a beautiful guitarist. He's a freak. He's in the States with Gaudier at the moment, but he's a Melbourne boy. He's down that way. You'll come across Ben, and he's probably on. He's actually playing the lead solo on their latest single. Can't remember.
Oh, wow. There you go. So. You know, you mix with a good crowd.
Yeah. In a nice way, I suppose you could say I've been round.
platonically.
Yes, exactly.
Now, I want to talk about the album a little bit later, but I'm also really interested in your story and how you came to be doing the music that you are, and the thought processes behind it as well, because I think deep and meaningful people that write deep and meaningful music have a lot more going on behind their eyes than most people.
For me, I suppose, in a lot of respects, it's quite a selfish thing, because I've always been a curious character, and I came from a very remote area in New Zealand, and when you come from a remote area, you have to internalize certain things, and then you go outside to discover whether it's real. So, you know, I've lived, gosh, you know, from Sweden to Japan to New York and a lot of places in between. But still have a heart of a little rural boy, really, because it's where I come from. There's only 30, 40 people there. It's so small. But really, you know, when I mentioned the selfish aspect of it, I'm just trying to understand something. You know, it's like whether it's the concept of humanity or love or relationships. And, you know, there are common threads that weave their ways through all elements of our life. So, you know, if I'm trying to distill that down to one song, I've got to have a fairly good in-depth understanding of that particular topic that I'm focusing on. That, so, you know, for me, it's indulgent, really, isn't it? but a lot of fun.
Wow, that's amazing. And explaining it as being a curious cat, I think, is just a great one. One of my favourite sayings was, "Curiosity killed the cat, but satisfaction brought him back."
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
Yeah. Now, you've travelled all over the world, chasing your curiosity almost. Tell me about your time in New York.
New York, that really opened my eyes and my ears. I suppose it was a lucky time and an unlucky time, because I was there in 2001, 2002, and obviously there was some very dramatic changes. You know, I was actually downtown that day, so, you know, watching that unfold was, you know, I think that's life-changing. The music, though, I found, because I spent a bit of time in Nashville as well, but for somehow, New York resonated with me more so, and I found my ideal, I suppose, when you mentioned Dylan and people like that, approaching songs from a more direct manner, because you're taking subject matter and then using all these beautiful acoustic instruments, you know, whether it's like the band and Levon Helm and those guys, and, you know, that's all around New York. There wasn't so much of that happening down in Nashville, and the energy of those people. So you'd walk out of the madness of a New York street into this glorious little bar with these people playing the most beautiful heart-moving, thought-provoking music. Yeah. So, you know, it just sucked me in. I love the place. I really do.
I remember everything you told me.
Was part one of my Real Country interview. Be sure to join me next week on Ben Sorensen's Real Country for the exciting conclusion. We'll see you then.
Another Ben Sorensen Real Country interview. Hear this interview and many more at www.realcountrymix.com.
Hey, it's Craig Morrison here, and I'm back with my brand new self-titled album. With two hit tracks from it already, I can promise you it's all about life, love, and all that lays between. The album Craig Morrison is available from my website, craigmorrisonmusic.com, and iTunes. And hey, I hope to see you at a show real soon, because live is where it's at.
Before instantly stop snoring. After instantly stop snoring. Before instantly stop snoring. After instantly stop snoring. Snoring is generally caused by incorrect tongue placement. Instantly stop snoring provides a simple mouth guard designed to hold the lower jaw stable, forward and clear of the airways. Here's the number you've been searching for. 1-800-991-259. That's 1-800-991-259 for instantly stop snoring.